Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. That's Stevie Dan bringing us back. This Peg, name of that song. That's one of their great ones. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the new one, and that book, and the new one, The Third Ingredient, are available at Amazon. You can check those out and see what you think there. Keita Spach is our guest, our great friend, outstanding Brain Trust member for the last 7 years, an author and a happiness expert, author of The Simple Life, which is Shiny Objects Not Required. I love that subtitle. Keita, thanks again for being here. She's helping us get into the season, folks, and break off our hidebound winter stuff and all the moss and the mildew and the dust and the burden of the dark days and cold nights and break into the warm sun and the breeziness of spring and do our businesses that way too, right, Keita?
That's right, Jim. It's very easy to have your business reflect what's going on externally. Very important too.
Well,
in terms of, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
In terms of bringing of taking in the energy of what is naturally out there, nature supplies the energy. So let's do something with that energy.
Well, that's exactly right, and I'll tell you something. I just think that anytime you can involve your customers, anytime you can include customers in this renewal, this rebirth, this new energy that Keita's talking about, this new level of excitement, maybe even laughing a little louder than you ordinarily would, things like that. Anytime you involve your customers, you include them, you give them a chance to participate, they like that.
Yeah, they sure do, because it's that aspect of engagement. The fact that we have wonderful technology, that technology sometimes, Jim, we both know this, has disconnected us because the face-to-face is not as prevalent as it used to be. And the thing is, if we can come back to that, maybe that might be a reset in your business, that you're going to try to, let's say, meet with all your customers.
Boy, that's a good suggestion. What a great suggestion that is. I mean, of course, I'm Mr. Face-to-Face around here. I'm a social media heretic, Grace Keita. That doesn't mean I don't like it, or that doesn't mean I don't use it or recommend it. It's just that I tell people that, you know, social media is a tool. Face-to-Face is the original social media.
That's correct. Or even if your business decided to write a handwritten note of thanks or an invitation that was handwritten and posted as opposed to an email, you would get somebody going, oh, my gosh, they thought of us.
Yeah.
They sent something to us by mail. Even that small gesture, I think, can make a difference in how your customer then looks at you.
Maybe if you're retail, maybe you have your people dress a certain way. Maybe you change up the way people dress. Maybe buy some uniforms for them to wear certain days of the week. How about if you're B2B, though, how about if you're the owner of the company and you don't get around to seeing everybody because you got a sales force, you got delivery people, maybe this is a good time for you to say, you know what, I'm going to go call on every customer. I'm going to get face-to-face with every customer. Talk about getting some new perspective on things.
Right, and it may be that you will discover, you will uncover exactly where you need to reset when you get out
into
the branch of your
Your customers business. Will tell you.
Yeah, they will. They will, and that is really, really what a great value add for you to have your customers talk to you.
Well, and you'll never, folks, and as I've been talking about now for a long time, Keita, whatever you're supposed to be doing tomorrow or a year from now or 3 or 5 years from now, whatever you're supposed to be doing in the future, your customers know it. It's in their heads because their expectations and their future expectations are what you're supposed to be doing.
Right. They're actually giving you all the hints, all the magnificent ideas, all the magnificent critiques, too, that allow you to improve your business. So your customer is actually your greatest friend.
There's no question about it, and especially if they have a complaint. You know, a lot of people don't want to go talk to the customers because they tell them, you know, they think, well, that'll give them an opportunity to complain. Well, guess what? Would you rather they not complain to you and just be mad about it? That's not a good thing. That'll put you back into a cold winter, won't it?
It sure will. And the thing is, you may not know why you're losing customers if they're not talking to you.
Yep.
In fact, you will notice that your bottom line is decreasing, and you'll wonder why.
Yep.
And as I said, your customer is your best friend because they will actually anchor your business in the best possible way by being honest with you.
Right. Kita, I need your website, please.
Yeah, KitaSpak.com, KitaSpak.com.
And what will they find them when they get there, besides your books?
We've got my books. I've got my general messages. So each week I give out a really nice message of encouragement and happiness, hopefully, that sets you up for your week on Monday.
So she has the gentle messages, and I have the grumpy messages. See, we're kind of a 1-2 punch there. Hey, Kita, good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, I will. It's welcome, spring.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.